You're listening to the Ordinary Vegan Podcast, where we teach you everything you need to know about adopting a plant-based diet, full or part-time. Our goal is to empower you to live a long and healthy life. You can find today's show at ordinaryvegan.net or on iTunes. If you have any questions, please send an email to questions@ordinaryvegan.net.
Hello, friends, and Happy New Year. This is my first podcast of the new year, and I have missed you guys so much. As I revealed last year, I am working on a new project that will take my health and wellness message to a new level. And I devoted the month of January to finishing my project, and I will announce it next month. I am very excited. But now, I am back to my new labor of love and podcast number 17, the ultimate vegan shopping list for mastering a plant-based kitchen. If you're new to this podcast, my name is Nancy Montori, and I advocate a plant-based diet for health and wellness, for the environment, and for animal welfare. I am also a chef, consultant, and certified in plant-based nutrition, and I champion compassionate living through my blog, ordinaryvegan.net, and podcasts. If you're just beginning to embrace a plant-based diet, full or part-time, I recommend that you listen to my podcast number one, Getting Started on a Plant-Based Diet, and podcast number 10, How to Get Optimal Nutrition on a Plant-Based Diet. While I was away, I received many thoughtful emails, messages, and reviews from many of you, and I can't express how much I appreciate you taking the time to review this podcast on iTunes or to reach out to me personally and share your kind words. My number one goal in 2017 is to keep you as healthy and as happy as possible by sharing everything I have learned about plant-based nutrition, cooking, and the joys of becoming vegan. And what I've learned along the way is that education is power, and the more you understand nutrition, the easier it will be for you to embrace a plant-based diet. Speaking of 2017 goals, I wanted to share a story with you. About 5 or 6 years ago, I bought some patio furniture from an outdoor living store here in LA, and I needed to go back there and price a couple of cushions that had been caught in the rain one too many times. So I go in, and this salesman waits on me, and he says to me, "Let me see if you're in our system." So he goes behind the desk onto the computer, looks me up, finds me, then looks up at me and says, "I always hoped you would come back." And I was like, "What?" He goes on to say, very emotionally, "You were my first customer, the first day of my new job. And I was so nervous, and it ended up taking me close to 3 hours to get everything right. And you were so patient with me and kind, and you didn't mind waiting." I was like, "I did? I was patient?" He went on to say, "I just always appreciated it so much. I thought it was so kind of you. I had been out of work for such a long time, and this new job meant so much to me. And I could have blown it the first day, but you came in and bought this lawn furniture and was so patient with me." I really didn't know what to say. And I thought, wow, I had no idea that I did that. I had no idea that my actions on that day could have had such an impact on somebody. But that is what life is all about, you know? Small acts of kindness, being generous with your time or having patience with someone struggling can really have an impact on somebody. Maybe on another day or another time, I might not have been considerate. But now I am so grateful that I extended patience and kindness to that man on that day. But I haven't been so patient lately, and I don't like that about myself. So my New Year's resolution is patience, no matter what the circumstances, and to always remember even the smallest things we do in life can have a large impact on people. Now, let's talk about mastering a plant-based kitchen. One of my most popular blog postings is my vegan shopping list. So today I thought I would share that list with you and break it down. Since I became vegan, I have learned a lot about plant-based shopping and cooking. Many hits, many misses, and hopefully this list will help you avoid the mistakes I made. I know I always say this, but I have to say it again. My best advice would be to keep it simple and always have some cooked whole grains, vegetables, and beans on hand for easy and delicious meals, and try to stay away from most processed foods. But when we can't avoid it, read the ingredients carefully. It may say natural on the front, but that doesn't mean it's organic or non-GMO. It is particularly important that you avoid all GMO products, which we discussed at length in podcast 12. GMO products contain glyphosate. A growing body of evidence connects glyphosate with health problems. And in the U.S., GMOs are in as much as 80% of conventional processed foods. And there are no laws in place yet to inform the consumer that the food they are purchasing contains GMOs. Fortunately, some manufacturers are now labeling their products because of pushback from consumers. But in the meantime, if it doesn't say non-GMO, I don't recommend it. While today's grocery list offers substitutes for everything you eat on the standard American diet, I also don't recommend overeating a lot of processed vegan food. But often people need substitutes to help them transition, and there is nothing wrong with putting a little vegan butter on whole grain toast or mixing some vegan mayo with some mashed chickpeas for a sandwich. Also, I am not being compensated for recommending these brands. It is just my personal preference after experimenting with hundreds of products. I haven't tried everything, and there could be other brands equally as good. So, let's get started on the ultimate vegan shopping list. Let's begin with milk substitutes. I recommend any unsweetened, organic, non-dairy milk like rice, almond, hemp, cashew, oat, or soy milk. Almond milk tends to be lower in calories and sugar than most non-dairy milk. It also contains monounsaturated fats, which are heart-healthy fats. The only downside is almond milk tends to separate when heated, so the milk may separate in coffee. Hemp milk is a complete protein, meaning that it contains all of the amino acids necessary for optimal health. A single serving of hemp milk provides an entire day's recommended intake of omega-3 fats. Hemp milk has a nice, light taste and can be added to cereals, oatmeal, or smoothies. Soy milk has a nutrition profile most similar to dairy milk. It is the highest in protein, providing between 8 to 11 grams of protein per cup. It also tastes great in coffee and dissolves well. Cashew milk is the new kid on the block. It is creamy and sweet, but can be high in sugar. Make sure you go for unsweetened. Rice milk is good for people with allergies. However, rice milk is the lowest in protein and tends to be higher in sugar and calories. Always use unsweetened. Oat milk provides fiber as well as 4 grams of protein per serving. However, it is on the higher end in terms of sugar and calories, depending on the brand. Coconut milk is great for baking, but can cause problems for people with existing digestive problems. All non-dairy milks are vegan and lactose-free. Some non-dairy milks are fortified with vitamin B12. Check the label if you're looking for B12 fortified. There are brands of non-dairy milk that incorporate added fats and sweeteners, including cane juice and brown rice syrup. I would avoid these and stick with brands that are unsweetened and include only a few simple ingredients. Butter substitutes. Earth Balance is very popular and makes a lot of vegan butter options. And it tastes exactly like the butter you probably grew up on. Please use vegan butter in moderation, because part of enjoying a healthy, plant-based diet is letting go of excessive oil. Oil and vegan butter are processed foods. They have fat and most of the exceptional nutrients and properties of the whole food are extracted in the process of making a whole food oil. If you have or worry about heart disease, I would recommend no oil at all. You can learn more about oil and heart disease from heart specialist Dr. Caldwell Esselstyn or Dr. John McDougall. Cheese substitutes. There are many, many vegan cheese substitutes on the market. But always remember, these are processed foods, and most of them don't taste like cheese. Some of them are pure palm oil. I prefer nut and homemade vegan cheese. Also, just because it is in the vegan cheese section, don't assume it's vegan. Many vegetarian rice and soy cheese makers add casein, which is the protein from milk from cows, to help the cheese melt. If you like cheese on popcorn, I recommend nutritional yeast. It has a similar salty, nutty taste like Parmesan and is delicious sprinkled on popcorn. It is also a great cheese replacement for making baked macaroni and cheese. For pasta, I like to grind up some pine nuts and sprinkle them on top. It adds a creamy and salty taste, much like Parmesan cheese. On the commercial side, I think Chao cheese slices by Field Roast taste the best. I also like a brand called Miyoko's Kitchen's vegan mozzarella for pizza. But while we're talking about cheese, let's go into Ordinary Vegan's kitchen and see how easy it is to prepare your own plant-based cheese. One of my favorite go-to cheeses is cashew cheese. All you need is 1 cup of raw cashews that have been soaked for at least 2 hours or overnight, rinsed and drained. 2 tablespoons of nutritional yeast, 2 tablespoons of freshly squeezed lemon juice, 1 to 2 cloves of garlic chopped, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/4 teaspoon of fresh ground pepper, and 1/8 to 1/4 cup or more of water. You place all the ingredients in a food processor. Pulse until smooth and thick, adding more water if needed. This cheese tastes extra delicious, stuffed in dates and served with fruit. Another favorite of mine is vegan ricotta cheese. All you have to do is take 1 8-ounce package of extra firm tofu, 1 to 2 garlic cloves chopped, 1 teaspoon of dried basil, 1 teaspoon of dried oregano, 1 1/2 tablespoons of fresh lemon juice, 1 teaspoon of nutritional yeast, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, fresh ground black pepper, and 1/4 cup fresh parsley. Blend all those ingredients in a food processor until combined, adding small streams of water if you want a thinner ricotta. This tastes extra delicious in lasagna or stuffed in shells. Soft, spreadable, easy, creamy vegan cheese can be made with a variety of nuts, seeds, and tofu, and infused with all kinds of flavors, including lemon, garlic, dill, basil. And after a while, believe it or not, you won't miss the cheese. Egg substitutes. There are many commercial egg substitutes on the market, and I have tried every vegan egg binder imaginable. I still haven't found one that binds like an egg, but these are pretty close. Here are some of my recommendations for egg replacement. Each recipe makes one egg. Ground flaxseed eggs are my favorite. Just whisk 1 tablespoon of ground flaxseed with 3 tablespoons of water, put it in the refrigerator for 10 minutes to thicken. Chia seeds. Whisk 1 tablespoon of chia seeds with 3 tablespoons of water and let that sit for 15 minutes. Cornstarch. Combine 2 tablespoons of cornstarch with 3 tablespoons of water. Make sure that cornstarch is organic. Chickpea flour. Whisk 3 tablespoons of chickpea flour with 3 tablespoons of water. And tofu is another option. Tofu is flavorless and used in baked goods like brownies or cakes. Just blend 1/4 cup of silken tofu until the tofu is smooth and creamy and add to most baked good recipes. Another newly popular egg replacer is aquafaba. Aquafaba is the liquid in cartons of cooked chickpeas or the liquid left over from cooking your own chickpeas. 3 tablespoons of aquafaba is all you need to replace one egg. On the commercial side, I like Bob's Red Mill Egg Replacer. I like Bob's because it works fairly well, and Bob, the owner of Bob's Red Mill, gave his company to all his employees. How nice is that? The Veg. The Veg makes vegan egg yolks, and they are available online at Amazon. I will put a downloadable egg substitute chart in this week's show notes. Now let's talk about meat substitutes that mimic the taste and texture of meat. I personally don't eat a lot of faux meats, but I have tried the following, and they may help you with your transition. Always remember, the best food you can eat are whole plant-based foods like grains, legumes, fruits, vegetables, and healthy fats like nuts, seeds, and avocado. The first brand I want to mention is called Beyond Meat. Beyond Meat is a popular meat substitute. It is non-GMO, organic, and made from plants, not soy. They make vegan chicken, veggie burgers, and meatless crumbles. I have met Ethan Brown, the co-founder of Beyond Meat, and he has a genuine passion for animal welfare and the environment. Sometimes we have to look beyond the food and know the people behind it. Gardein fresh and frozen products. I particularly have a soft spot for the vegan turkey cutlets with gravy, and they also have beef strips that work nicely marinated for tacos and beefless crumbles. Field roast sausages. If you are craving a frankfurter or sausage, I think field roast tastes very good. Sweet Earth makes a variety of faux meats, including vegan bacon. Their ingredients are mainly vegetables and non-GMO. Sweeteners. Please be aware that all white processed cane sugar is whitened with animal bone char, and it is not vegan. I will put a link in this week's show notes for more information. I recommend unprocessed stevia for coffee and tea. Check and make sure there is only one ingredient on the label and no dextrose. As a matter of fact, don't buy any sweetener if the word contains the letters OSE. OSE is used in biochemistry to form the names of sugars like lactose. 100% organic maple syrup is my favorite sweetener for recipes. Another is blackstrap molasses, which has a low glycemic index and is high in iron and magnesium. Zulka, Z-U-L-K-A, is 100% vegan sugar, available in most grocery stores. It is the only vegan sugar brand that I know of that is actually labeled no bone char. I will put a link to Zulka Sugar in this week's show notes. Condiments. Vegan mayonnaise. There are many manufacturers of vegan mayonnaise. Please use vegan mayonnaise sparingly. Most are oil-based and can contain saturated fat. It is easy to find non-GMO organic ketchup and mustard. Just make sure your ketchup doesn't include high fructose corn syrup. Nuts and seeds. Nuts are high in protein and can be added to almost any meal. I like slivered almonds on salads, oatmeal, or just for snacking. Hemp seeds, ground flax seeds, and chia seeds contain a great balance of omega-6 and omega-3s, which help keep your heart super healthy. I recommend 2 tablespoons of hemp, ground flax seeds, or chia seeds a day. You can sprinkle them on salads, include them in a stir fry, or mix them in your morning grain or oatmeal. And always buy ground flax seeds. Flax seeds have a hard outer cover and can be difficult to digest. Yogurt. Any non-dairy yogurt, including soy, almond, or coconut, are available. I prefer almond. Keep an eye out for excessive sugar. Some yogurts can have over 20 grams of sugar, which is not ideal for weight loss. I like to keep the sugar number well below 10 grams. Cream cheese. You don't have to give up your bagels on a vegan diet. Most plain bagels should be vegan, and the traditional recipe is simply a bread dough that is boiled and baked. Make sure they don't put an egg wash on it to make it shiny. Ask if they have any added egg, honey, or whey added to it. A classic plain bagel shouldn't have any added ingredients. There are many vegan cream cheese manufacturers. Check the labels and make sure there isn't too much fat, sodium, and sugar. Remember, this is a processed vegan food, so please use sparingly, especially if you want to lose weight. For the cupboard, cartons of low-sodium chickpeas, cannellini beans, and black beans, sun-dried tomatoes, olives, roasted red peppers in the jar, cartons of low-salt organic ground tomatoes, whole wheat flour, and seasonings are a vegan's best friend. I like red pepper flakes, low-sodium soy sauce, or gluten-free tamari sauce, rice vinegar, and dried herbs like dried basil, dried oregano, dried rosemary, dried thyme, and chili powder, cumin, and ground ginger. Organic vegetable broth. I like to use vegetable broth for sautéing instead of oil. Just heat a half a cup up just like you would oil and sauté away. Also, stock up on organic vegetable broth when you find it on sale because you will be using it in many kinds of soups and stews. Pasta and noodles. Whole wheat pasta is easy to prepare. Serve it with some sautéed chopped tomatoes, sun-dried tomatoes, and basil. Top it with some ground pine nuts for protein. Sober rice noodles. Just cook them in a vegetable broth and top them with all your favorite vegetables. Now, let's talk about healthy plant-based meat substitutes. The first one is tempeh. Tempeh is a food made from fermented soybeans. For one serving of tempeh, you will consume about 15 to 20 grams of protein. Taste-wise, tempeh has a slightly nutty taste and earthy flavor. It is a versatile food that can take on many flavors depending on how you prepare it. The next healthy plant-based meat substitute is seitan. Seitan is derived from the protein portion of wheat and is often called wheat meat. Seitan is a great source of protein and is low in calories. you can buy pre-made seitan in the refrigerated section of supermarkets. It is extremely versatile and can be made with a multitude of flavors and textures. The next healthy plant-based meat substitute is organic non-GMO tofu. There are lots to choose from, but I like organic extra firm the majority of the time. You can add tofu for extra protein to virtually anything. It takes on the flavor of anything you are cooking it with. Now, let's talk about chickpeas. Although not a meat substitute per se, chickpeas are definitely a powerhouse of nutrients and my number one source of protein. I like to mash them up with a little vegan mayo and sun-dried tomatoes and put them on sliced bread with avocado and sprouts, or add them to soups and salads, or sometimes I roast them with a little cayenne pepper as an appetizer. Chickpeas are one of the most resourceful plant-based foods you can consume. Whole grains. A grain is considered to be a whole grain as long as all three original parts, the bran, germ, and endosperm, are present in the same proportions as when the grain was growing in the field. My favorite whole grains are quinoa, brown rice, farro, and bulgur. Grains like bulgur also contain something called resistant starch. Resistant starch has been called nature's fat-burning breakthrough because resistant starch is bulky, so it takes up space in your digestive system. Because you can't digest it or absorb it, the starch never enters your bloodstream. That means it avoids the issue of some carbs, which can get socked away as body fat when you eat more than you burn. I recommend a cup of bulgur or barley every day for weight loss. Vegetables. Buy any and all fresh in-season vegetables because that is when they are most reasonably priced. Eat as many vegetables as you like. Keep a lot of lemons and limes on hand to squeeze over vegetables and over greens. When possible, buy fresh parsley, cilantro, garlic, ginger, and mint for additional flavorings. Don't be reluctant to buy frozen vegetables. Most frozen vegetables and fruits are promptly blanched, boiled, or steamed, and then frozen within hours of being picked. This process helps lock in both fresh taste and nutritional value. So, eat as many vegetables as you like. Fruits. Any and all fresh in-season fruits. Frozen fruit is also available year-round and in some cases cheaper than fresh fruit. It also has the same nutritional value. Fruits like lemons, limes, cranberries, grapefruit, kiwis, pineapple, blueberries, strawberries, and black currants are very low in sugar. Combine them with seeds or a sprinkle of nuts. Legumes. Lentils and beans are a high source of protein. Try to include them in your diet every single day. They are also high in fiber, calcium, and iron. And don't believe everything you read about gas and beans. There are many things you can do, like soak the beans with a little baking soda and throw away the soaking liquid. Or another tip, cook a whole peeled potato with the beans. Do not eat the potato and throw it away right before serving. Digestion shouldn't be a problem once you've adapted to the dietary fiber increase. Also, there should be no problem with lentils and chickpeas, also known as garbanzo beans. Snack foods. Hummus is an excellent, nutritious, high-protein snack. Serve it with carrots, cucumber, cherry tomatoes, or spread inside some whole wheat pita bread with cucumbers and sprouts. Whole wheat pita chips. Cut whole wheat pita bread into triangles and put them on a cookie sheet. Roast them at 400 until they're crispy, and then you can serve those with salsa or hummus. avocado on whole wheat toast. Slice half an avocado and layer it on toast. I like to add a little lemon juice, a touch of salt, maybe some sprouts, and I especially love radishes on top. Baked sweet potatoes. Sweet potatoes contain cancer-fighting beta-carotene. Wash your sweet potato, poke some holes into it, and bake at 425 degrees Fahrenheit until tender, and then drizzle some maple syrup on top. Cheesy popcorn. Pop a half cup of popcorn kernels in an ear popper, and then transfer them to a bowl and sprinkle them with a tablespoon of nutritional yeast. Nutritional yeast adds a cheese-like flavor and keeps the crunch of the popcorn. Edamame. You can buy frozen shelled edamame, or some grocery stores even sell a fresh version. Almond milk pudding cups or yogurt. Make sure you check the sugar amounts. Added sugars contribute zero nutrients and are just empty calories. The American Heart Association recommends women consume no more than 24 grams of added sugar per day, and men no more than 36 grams. Make some homemade trail mix. Just toss together some raisins, dates, walnuts, and oats. Cereal and fruit are another great snack. Have a bowl of healthy vegan cereal and top it with your favorite berries. And now for all of you who have a sweet tooth like me, let's talk about desserts. My favorite dessert is a homemade soft whipped banana ice cream, and it is so simple to prepare. You just take two ripe bananas, slice them, and put them in the freezer for at least 3 hours. Then add the frozen banana slices to a food processor with a few cashew nuts and blend until smooth. Serve it with a drizzle of maple syrup and a few chopped walnut pieces. You can also buy commercial vegan ice cream like So Delicious Dairy-Free Ice Cream, Purely Decadent Ice Cream, and Ben & Jerry's just came out with a vegan ice cream that is delicious. Or you could have a small piece of dark or a bittersweet chocolate. Any chocolate marked over 70% should be non-dairy, but always check the ingredients. Another great and lighter alternative for dessert is baked fruits. Baking of fruit brings out a delicious, natural sweetness. And you can top it with nuts or seeds or granola and maybe a drizzle of maple syrup. Kid-friendly vegan food ideas could include peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, bean and rice burritos, frozen waffles, non-dairy yogurt, whole wheat pasta with tomato sauce and ground pine nuts, guacamole and salsa, baked sweet potato fries, and pancakes. If you want to serve them vegan hot dogs, please read the ingredients carefully. Check the sodium content and make sure the number representing sodium is lower than the number representing calories. Now let's talk about the healthiest packaged foods. The healthiest foods are the foods that are consumed in their natural form or as simply prepared as possible. But you don't have to go to the grocery store every day for fresh produce. There are lots of packaged foods that can be included in your healthy plant-based diet. In fact, keeping some of them around and on hand can actually make following a healthy plant-based diet easier. Like frozen vegetables, frozen fruits, quick cooking rice, intact whole grains, canned beans, tomatoes, whole grain pasta, dried fruit, nuts, seeds, and nut butters. All you need is a big bowl of a cooked grain, vegetables, legumes, nuts or seeds, and a side of fruit to satiate you and meet all your nutritional needs. These items can be in your cupboard or your freezer for easy access. Just keep the rules of four in your mind for your power plates. 1/4 grains, 1/4 legumes, 1/4 vegetables, and 1/4 fruit with a small amount of healthy fats like avocado, nuts, or seeds on top. Always remember, it doesn't have to be more complicated than that. Well, that is it, everyone. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. I am creating a downloadable list of this shopping list and will include a link to obtaining it in this week's show notes. I am here to arm you with all the knowledge you need to transition to a plant-based diet, full or part-time. And please always remember, I am here for you, and don't hesitate to ask me questions at questions@ordinaryvegan.net or record a message on my website. Just go to ordinaryvegan.net and you'll see a little green square that says, send me a message. I love hearing your voices. You can find all of Ordinary Vegan's recipes and show notes at ordinaryvegan.net/playlist. Please join our health and wellness community on Facebook, which is over 310,000 strong. They are an awesome community who loves supporting and helping each other. Just go to facebook.com/ordinaryvegan. If you get a moment, please leave a comment or review on iTunes. If people enjoy the podcast, iTunes will give it a better position and expose it to more people. So thank you in advance if you have time. I would also like to start the new year thanking voice extraordinaire Rick Savage for the voiceover, music extraordinaire Kevin McPherson for the theme music, and my producer Doug Barnes for his always spot-on production. I am a lucky girl to have such talented people helping me produce this podcast. And last but not least, I want to thank you. I am so proud of all of you for being here, and I appreciate you letting me be part of your journey. Till next time.
Thanks for joining our plant-based community today. Together, we can accomplish great things. Please subscribe so you don't miss any of Ordinary Vegan's recipes and plant-based tips. If you have any questions or feedback, email us at questions@ordinaryvegan.net. Until next time.